with the possibility it could strengthen to Category 3 as it approaches the U.S. southeastern coast.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
Welcome this Wednesday. It's Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And I am glad to be here. We do have a good show for you today, so don't turn that dial. And I have today in the house with me, my co-host is David Youngblood.
David Youngblood.
Which huge, it's enormous.
With nice. Realty.
Oh, the man, the myth, the legend.
With Realty Executive Oceanside, yes.
It's optional, but it's...
But he is good. So we're glad to have him. Today we're going to be talking about different topics, and obviously we're going to be discussing hurricane. That seems to be the topic around town right now.
The drink of the storm.
The party or the storm, yes. We're going to talk about both.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about...
Okay, that mic is getting a little loud over there.
I know, because he's slamming things around here.
I thought it was the... I thought it was
echoed
Dorian.
In my ears.
No, so. It might have been Dorian or
I
hear
something. Other, I thought Dorian arrived, but it's only
other,
David.
I hear other radio personalities will be braggling paper, and I want to get in all the sound effects.
So we have... right now we're going to talk about a few current events. One thing that I thought was kind of interesting here was that the Town and Country Shopping Center sold. That is the shopping center that is in the Arlington area. And JWB Real Estate Companies, LLC, bought it for over $5.8 million. So I see some homes come in, perhaps.
But I'm hoping so. That area around there, particularly because it's on the corner of... University. And Arlington Expressway. Yes. It's been there since I was a kid.
Now, that was a big shopping center back in the 60s and 70s and 80s.
Right.
And then, of course, that neighborhood kind of changed. There was restaurants all along before Anita was here, all along that Arlington Expressway. It was a totally different area.
It was a vibrant area. Even the old Thunderbird Hotel was there at that point in time. But, yeah, that place has been sold. I saw the announcement in the Jacksonville Business Journal.
Yes.
That's a great commercial real estate. But that company is a local company, and they're looking to expand, at least put it in their land holdings.
And that is 19 acres. So, of course, they said they're evaluating their options. But I would say that, I mean, they're in the business of building, so, but it doesn't necessarily have to be homes. So we'll wait and see what JWB Real Estate Companies, LLC, has planned for the Town and Country Shopping Center. And as you guys all know, I did have the president here on my show not too long ago, Alex Sakafist. I can't say his name. He's going to kill me. Sakafist. There we go. It is Sakafist. Alex is just an amazing individual. And boy, I wish I had everything together when I was his, in my early 30s.
It's nice to see when someone that young has got everything.
Oh, my God.
For him.
They are dynamic. And if you want to keep track of on this, I would suggest that you go to his Facebook page, which is JWB Real Estate Companies. And they will definitely keep you updated, and they do a lot of video, live video, and different things to keep you updated on what they are doing. So I would definitely hook into that, because that's going to be interesting to see what is going on.
Well, there's a lot of commercial sales here. I'm looking at just some recent listings, everything from $34 million all the way down to $2 million of recent commercial sales for the week. Commercial sales in looking at landings at Lake Gray Apartments. Again, those are apartment complexes and the associated grounds with that, all the way down to some basic stuff in off Florida State Road 16 and 2425 County Road 206. Again, this could be private land. It could be going to new home sales, but commercial property is moving.
We keep hitting the mic.
Don't hit the mic.
I know. And you know, for all of you guys who live near the I-10, they are going to go into, the rumor has it, it's going to be 10 lanes. That's five in each direction.
That's how my math does it, yes. It's split in half that way.
Well, if you're in California, that could be all in one direction.
That's correct. If you're on the 405, that's
yes.
That's the east side.
Yes. That is the 405, 22 freeway and 605, where they all merge there. It's about eight lanes in each direction, and it's still bumper to bumper.
It is a showcase in engineering quality.
So I find it interesting that we are, especially out there, are going into five lanes in each direction. So that goes to show how much we've increased in our population, you know, really in the last 10 years. And
there's room to grow. However, I'm sure they've already done the feasibility studies to see what projected growth is going to be. Otherwise, they wouldn't be looking at putting more lanes out there. However, there's plenty of room to grow south, but there's much more room to grow west out towards the Duval County line.
And of course, they're always adding more to the town center. So it looks like they're going to start phase four. So we're going to be looking at phase four, Southside Shopping Center, that includes theater, hotels, and additional retail. So if you thought there was enough there, apparently there's not.
And they're going to be hemmed in eventually because they have Butler, then they have 295 to the east.
We need the five lanes in each direction.
Yeah, really. And then the lake over there is kind of a buffer where they built all the new stuff recently on the other side of the, I guess that's Gate Parkway, right? Or the Town Center Parkway.
Yes.
And everything is then moving down the 9B where E-City is, moving all the way down to US 1 and then pushes all the way down. So that expansion is going down there, and there's a lot of great real estate opportunities, both in the commercial and residential sectors.
And yeah, so it's going to be interesting. We should probably Google to see what the increase in population has been since 2017. Because I know up to 2017, we had a 40.4. I think the study was a five-year period. It might have been a little bit more, so don't hold me to that. I know the conclusion of that study was 2017, and we were at a 40.4% increase in population. So it'd be interesting to see where we're at now in this short amount of time since 2017, because the building keeps happening. We keep adding more to Jacksonville, and that is one reason, I suppose, that we are, you know, one of the top places to move to and to retire to.
I would absolutely agree. Again, from someone who was born here, I've watched the entire city grow up, and it's been a fantastic voyage to watch it go. But at some point, we need to hang out the no vacancy sign. We're full.
At some point. Maybe after the five lanes in each
direction.
Yes,
after the five lanes, we're full.
For me, I'll be just merging just fine, but everybody else will have a little bit of an issue.
We'll have flying cars by then. It won't be an issue.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Yeah, well, that'll leave the bridges and alleviate all the traffic there, right?
That's right, which, you know, they might alleviate at least one bridge for football. But call in. We want you to call in and ask questions. So we're here to answer your real estate questions at 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. And I want to remind you all that my event is coming up. September 18th from 6 to 7 p.m. right after the radio show here at the Salem Center. Tips and tools for buying and selling a real estate. It's going to be right
tips
here.
And tools.
It's going to be awesome.
Wow.
It's going to be awesome. So when you come back, we're going to be talking more about what's new in Jacksonville.
You still have time.
And we are going to be discussing, what's the hurricane's name?
Dorian.
Talking about Hurricane Dorian, about getting prepared for a hurricane to visit your area. What should we be doing?
Yes, and you should be doing a lot.
If you're new to town, it might be an unusual experience. And they're saying that the water's already out at the area Walmarts.
It already was at the Publix.
People are getting ready. Yeah.
At the Publix I was at. So stay tuned. We'll give you some tips on that. when you come back and you're listening to WBOB.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time homebuyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And we want to remind you guys of my event coming up September 18th. You have to go to Eventbrite to log in your free ticket. Right after the show, we are going to have tips and tools for buying and selling real estate. You get to come meet me and a couple of my regular people on the show. That's from 6 to 7 p.m. here at the Salem Center. And who knows, I might end up doing the show live downstairs. That would be kind of fun, too. So stay tuned. We have Jeff Stonekey from Brightway Insurance, who is on the line. And he is going to give us a few tips on what happens once a state of emergency is called. Jeff, are you with us?
I am. Hi, Anita.
Hi. I have a question for you because right now, as we speak, I have my top producer, Betty Layton, sitting in a closing.
Okay.
That I'm hoping they finish signing everything real soon. And what happens once a state of emergency is called?
Well, state of emergency doesn't really affect the insurance per se directly. What happens is an insurance company will see the storm coming, and they will essentially decide at a certain point that they are no longer going to accept new insurance policies. So most insurance agents like myself will have binding authority, and as long as we have bound a policy before the insurance company stops writing business, then that customer has coverage and they can close without any issues. If binding authority has been stopped, then they're not going to be able to get insurance until that they open that window back open. And just as an example, we write with probably 45 companies, and probably 10 to 15 of them have already shut down. We were literally getting ready to issue a policy tonight at 5:05 that we'd quoted, and at 5 o'clock they shut off everybody, and we couldn't do that, so we had to find another option. But it's essentially just, you know, right, it's the insurance company's decision of when they decide to continue writing or not write.
So right now, hopefully my clients, my customers that are down at my office right now are good, since they already had, you know, obviously everything in place.
Yes. Yeah. And we had the phone call. We had a phone call today from a realtor asking if, you know, somebody's closing tomorrow and they hadn't paid for the policy yet. And typically, you know, most insurance agents, I'm going to have binding authority. That's typically going to give a customer the ability to close on their closing date. The title company collects the funds at closing, and then they submit the payment, preferably within 10 days. They'll usually go a little bit longer than that to get payment. But, for example, the folks that are closing tomorrow, if the storm blows their house over, and the payment's not been received yet, they're still going to have coverage because of my binding authority, assuming that the payment's received.
Gotcha.
Still within a few days.
Well, that's good to know. That's great information. Do you have any other tips for our listeners out there on with their home?
Sure. The primary thing I would say is, you know, write down have with you your policy numbers, phone numbers for your insurance claims department and your insurance agent information, so that if something does happen, you know, especially if it ends up that somebody has to evacuate, or if they're in an evacuation zone, you know, to have that information for you. I know our company, Brightway, we send out an email to everyone with their policy number and phone numbers and things like that, but not everybody does that. And so, you know, just to be prepared, and just like, you know, getting your water and getting all the other supplies that you need, is, you know, getting your documentation. And another good idea is to maybe walk around your house real quick, especially if you're going to have to evacuate, and, you know, use your cell phone and videotape all your contents so that you've got some records of your, you know, your items.
Yes, that's great advice. I did that on the last hurricane, and I checked my cell phone, and I still have everything in there. So I posted it onto my iCloud, and I'm good to go in that category. And, you know, because I have the office as well, so I usually remove everything from the ground other than the furniture itself, you know, like desks, but all chairs and things I put up. And I actually put some sandbags out front so water doesn't seep through.
Sure.
But there's a lot we can do, so we need everybody to get ready out there. Jeff, I appreciate you calling in, because I know Brightway Insurance is getting a lot of phone calls right now. So I appreciate you taking some time out.
You're very welcome. So anytime.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
Thanks, Anita. All right. Bye.
Well, there we go. We heard a little inside from Jeff Stonekeen. It's funny because I talked to him earlier today, and he's like, my phone's ringing off the hook. He goes, I'll set an alarm to call in. So I appreciate that, Jeff. And
One thing I wanted to talk about was, you have to understand within insurance policies, particularly homeowners insurance policies, the difference between flood damage and wind damage. That is such that's an amazing thing, and sometimes people don't read their policies and understand that they're covered for wind, but they maybe not be covered for flood. They're covered for flood, maybe not covered for wind. That's what happened.
Yeah, you might not be covered for sideways rain.
Yeah, and well, because that's what happened in Katrina. People didn't understand. They had flood damage, but then everybody came back and said, no, it was wind damage. So you lost either way, and that was a large thing going on. But just know that you need to be asking those questions. They're very important during these storms, because both water and wind are going to do the damage.
And you definitely want to, you know, protect your number one asset. And that is definitely, for most of us, is our primary residence. And for some, it could be their vacation home as well.
Yeah.
So we need to be prepared. And I know everybody received it in the mail, which I thought was pretty awesome, was the emergency handbook. And I still have mine. That is a great resource to pull out. We're going to go over a couple things on there. When a hurricane or tropical storm warning is issued, if you plan on leaving your home, here's a few tips. Make sure you turn off the propane tanks, unplug small appliances, empty the refrigerator and freezer, turn off all the circuit breakers on the main electrical panel in your house. It says here to turn off your home water main water valve at the street, secure all doors on the property. Garage doors are the most vulnerable, so make sure, you know, you can easily disconnect those. But you know what a lot of people don't do? They forget to lock the door. I lock it every night. I'm kind of weird, yes. But it's like I lock down. But the door leading to the garage into the house, we tend to always leave that unlocked. And really, you should always have that locked, because you never know, especially with those electric garage doors. You know, who knows? They can open in the middle of the night.
Yeah, somebody could maybe hack the code or something.
Yeah, you just never know. So make sure that that door is also locked. And you need to notify your relatives of your plans to leave and where you are going.
I like to just drop on unannounced. That always makes it more.
I'm sure your brother would appreciate that.
Oh, my brother in Atlanta really appreciates it. Oh, look who's on the door, David.
Well, David, you're kind of shy anyway.
I'm a little, I'm an introvert, yes.
Yes, and you know, they'll probably be like, turn off the lights, David's outside. Shh, be quiet.
It's like when the Mormons come knocking, don't say a word, shh.
But we are getting word that, of course, now the governor has declared a state of emergency for a lot of the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And also, they're saying that the storm is becoming, as of the 5 o'clock update, more intensifying to possibly a Category 3 in 72 hours. But they are saying, now this could be good news for us, the track shifts a bit more south is what they're saying right now.
Using the Euro model.
Yeah.
Yes, and so we might end up with more of a tropical storm, but we know how those have hit us in the past.
That's a nor'easter in the winter. That's nothing to it.
Yes, we're at the beach. But take it serious. I know you guys are out there listening right now and going, "Oh God, I've turned into rapid fire real estate. I'm hearing hurricane tips." Well, we're talking about protecting your number one asset besides yourself is your home, and we'd rather have you guys prepared and ready to go. A lot of times, and I'm one of them that says this is going to be no big deal, and but even though I might say that, I still have all my supplies. I am ready to go.
But let's make it apply though. If you're out there searching for a home after the storm is, most people have already gone away. You got first dibs at any home you want to buy.
Yes, and we're going to talk about when we come back. We're going to talk a little bit about what happens if you have a closing next week in the middle of, let's say your closing was Monday or Tuesday, what happens? We're going to talk about that when we come back. But we're talking about the final actions if leaving. So the main thing is communicate with your family members. Let them know where you're going. And don't decide to leave at the last minute. I always love seeing everybody during the hurricane stuck on the 95. That is no fun. If you're going to be stuck, I guess I'd rather be stuck at home.
I love seeing them as I fly over.
As you fly over.
I wave at them as I fly by.
Okay, David's this big guy, and it sounds like he's kind of wimpy.
Yeah. I get in the plane and fly over. I'll wave as I fly by.
Yeah, you and Bill Hay.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a flyby.
That's it.
Absolutely. So stay tuned. We're going to talk more about this when we come back on Rapid Fire Real Estate.
You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles and her special guest. We've got David in the studio. And if you want to get in the conversation, have any questions about what we're bringing up today, 904-831-0600. That's the number, 831-0600. Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Dorian became a Category 1 hurricane as it struck the U.S. Virgin Islands, with forecasters saying it could grow to Category 3 status as it nears the U.S. mainland as early as this weekend. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has maneuvered to give his political opponents even less time to block a no-deal Brexit before the October 31st withdrawal deadline, winning Queen Elizabeth's approval to suspend Parliament. The move caught many lawmakers by surprise. A former White House official from Georgia says he is not interested in the seat of retiring Republican Senator Johnny Isaacson. Nick Ayers said in an email Wednesday that Governor Brian Kemp will have a number of great options to choose from when it comes to picking someone to replace Isaacson. On Wall Street, the Dow by 258 points, the NASDAQ rose 30, the S&P advanced 19, oil up to $55.78 a barrel. This is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good afternoon, I'm Nikki Whaley. The National Hurricane Center is predicting that Tropical Storm Dorian will become a major Category 3 hurricane, but will weaken back to a Category 2 before making landfall on Sunday night. The governor's urging residents to check their supplies, make sure they have at least 3 days of food and water to ride out the storm. We're in the height of hurricane season, so make sure you have everything in case you need to evacuate. Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry held a press conference today. He said that it's still early since it's 5 days out, but tomorrow morning they will be activating the Emergency Operations Center. Curry added that we're still a day or two before knowing whether evacuation orders are needed, but regardless.
But it's time to know your evacuation zone. You can find that on the Jack's Ready app, or you can find your evacuation zone on jackready.com. Please know your evacuation zone. Check it out now.
And Sonati's Bakery is selling Tropical Storm Donuts. The bakery says they'll upgrade the donuts as the storm upgrades. That's Jacksonville. Radio News.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
You're seeing major delays because of an accident on the East Beltway, 295 southbound before the Dames Point Bridge, blocking the right lane. Also another accident, I-95 southbound before University Boulevard, blocking the left lane. Tracking the tropics, Dorian has been upgraded to a Category 1 hurricane headed for Puerto Rico, with the possibility it could strengthen to Category 3 as it approaches the U.S. southeastern coast.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety. I'm Jonathan David Suryash, Managing Tax Attorney at J. David Tax Law. Everyone knows that if you owe the IRS and don't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. The first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. J. David Tax Law is a local firm right here in Jacksonville, where only an experienced tax attorney will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777, or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. That's jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Join us tomorrow morning, Thursday at 6 a.m. Talk Radio WBOB, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. The latest on Hurricane Dorian. Is it going to come up the way here at the First Coast? Colin Kaepernick to go work and be playing on the Jags team? Shad Khan, the owner, says, yeah, I'm open to the idea.
I think that was legalese. I think he's trying to protect himself from possibly a lawsuit.
Well, I don't know based on what. We'll have more of this conversation ready to go tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Talk Radio WBOB.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And you can also find me in SoCal at Realty Executive Premier, working for you coast to coast.
Coast to coast.
With all your real estate needs. I am glad to be here today. We are talking about the hurricane. We're talking about what happens if you have a closing that was scheduled for Monday or Tuesday. I will tell you that it's when it's in this state, we will not have closings. And but you have to check with your realtor. You're going to have to check with the title companies.
Check with your lender because there will be policies scheduled funds.
You just got to make sure that we can postpone everything until a date when everybody's back open.
Because usually what happens is after Monday comes around and let's say that it ends up just being a lot of water and wind and not quite at hurricane status, your lender may want a reinspection on your property, which I highly recommend. In fact, I was supposed to have an inspection on Thursday, and what I did is I canceled it and scheduled it for 1 o'clock on Tuesday because, you know, I'd rather do it after to make sure that everything is where it's supposed to be and there's not loose shingles or anything of that nature. So most companies, most lenders will require it. So you want to check with your lender if you had something scheduled to close Monday or Tuesday, and with your realtors, just to make sure that you are on task and they're not requiring a reinspection. Reinspections don't cost very much, and they still cost, though, unfortunately. But highly recommend it. It's always good to do, so that way you can make sure that your roof is intact and your windows and things of that nature are all in good working order after a tropical storm or a hurricane.
Absolutely.
And what else you got for us, David? Let's talk about...
We've got some great listings out there right now.
Talk about a little bit of the listings. David's got tons of them, and would love to have them move. So in between talking about the hurricane, we're going to talk about our listings. And David, I'm going to have you go because you've got tons of them.
Yeah, fantastic. I've got a new one I just got on the market today at 3879 Boone Park Avenue. This is in Riverside. This is a great little house, 3-bedroom, 1-bath. It's been updated. It was built in the late 1940s, but it's got the wood floors. It's got just a log-burning fireplace. The kitchen's been updated. It's central heat and air. It's got a brand-new stackable washer and dryer that they just put inside the house because back in that time, Riverside, they actually set them on the back porch.
They did.
So it's all been moved inside. It's a great house. It's listed at $249.9. It should not last long. What a great little area in Boone Park. I've got another new listing over in Waterford Estates on London Lake Drive at $299.9. 3-bedroom, 2-bath, brand new paint, brand new carpet. It's a huge fenced-in backyard. It's awesome. It's vacant. It's ready to go. I bring your offers to me now. I will accept all of them. But it's a great little listing. And then on a commercial sense, we talked about commercial earlier at 6810 Beach Boulevard, the offices of Dr. Carol Newman. That is up for sale right now, too, at $1,950,000. This is a turnkey operation. She literally will be leaving all of the equipment. So if you are a doctor group, if you're anybody that's a physician that needs a building ready to go day one, you can walk in and see patients. This is the building for you. It is just a block east of Brooks Rehab and just around the corner from Memorial Hospital or University Boulevard.
Yeah, it's a great location.
It's a fantastic location. The building's in amazing shape. It's ready to go day one. If you're a physician, you walk in, there's no turnaround, no waiting. You're ready to see patients. It's a fantastic opportunity. A little small listings up on the north side on Charles de Ever at lowering the price to $99.9. That should be a great rental if you're an investor coming into it. I have another investor property on 4424 Victor Street. That's a little 2-bedroom, 1-bath with a mother-in-law suite in the back, 1-bedroom, 1-bath. And it comes with a free lot that's next door. A free lot.
Oh, my God.
Comes with a free lot. If you buy this
house. For $99,000?
$99,000. No, that one's for $74,900.
Oh, my God.
$74,900, okay. And you get a free lot.
Okay, so where exactly, what are the major cross streets?
It's Powers and St. Augustine Road. In that area.
Okay.
It's on Victor Street. It's a great little house, great little area. The house obviously needs some work. It's a cash buyer, but you get free property with it. Again, there's a, yes, I love that sound.
Yeah, really.
There's a lot of fantastic properties out there. And again, if your buyer's looking right now, again, because the Fed is holding off on dropping the interest rate, it's holding steady where it's at. If you've got those good criteria, good credit, and a little bit of cash to put in, you can pick up some amazing deals right now. The market is still hot. And here's why I know that, because inventory is low. It's way low, which means everything's being sold. We're getting to the point where we start getting multiple offers because you have to move on these properties fast.
And it's like it's trying to schedule, you know, an inspection or anything. They're backlogged I mean, we're lucky to get it within our 10-day period.
Yeah. It's a fantastic time to be in the real estate market. You're certainly going to get your money's worth, whereas 3 to 4 years ago, you were struggling to keep the prices where you could reasonably get into them. Again, I service all of Duval County, Nassau County, Clay County. Please give me a call. I will be happy to find whatever you need, and we've got the properties on the market to sell you as well. Give us a call. Come on back into Rapid Fire Real Estate. Anita's the real estate manager with all the good stuff.
Yes, all the good stuff. I love it. Thanks, David. I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, and David really knows the area because you're from here.
I was born here at Baptist Hospital. I came out of the chute.
Oh, man. Just my son was born there. How about that?
Yeah.
And a lot of people know your mom.
Yeah. She's kind of a staple notoriety celebrity for being in politics. Yeah.
Yes. She's awesome.
Yeah.
The Youngblood family has made its mark here in Jackson. That's right.
The sound effects man. That's why he'll take you on a tour of the potential property. Plus, he'll give you some extra sound effects.
Yes, and throw in a little history of sound effects. It's a complete package.
At a discounted price.
Yes, at a discounted price.
Okay, we talked about the final actions. If you're leaving your property during a hurricane, now this is what happens if you're staying, and that's somebody like me. So I like to stay. I like to bunker down.
You want to hunker down?
Yes, I do. I like to stay put.
Now, what side of the intercoastal do you live on?
I live on this side.
Oh, the west side.
So west side of the intercoastal.
Because I live just west of the intercoastal.
Jack's Beach, if we really get some serious winds, they're going to be shutting that down.
Yeah, they'll evacuate.
They do. Evacuation zone.
They'll close off the bridges, and the evacuation zones are clearly marked. And if by chance the state of Florida, the governor says evacuate, please leave. Don't hang around because you create now an emergency for first responders that have to come take care of you because you didn't leave.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not for that. So if you're down at the beach and they tell you to evacuate, please evacuate. So here's some things that if you are going to stay home, you want to bring in your patio furniture, all loose items. You want to put them in your garage or if you have a shed. The same with realtors. You want to take down or if...
take down your realtors.
Take down your realtors. Take down the realtor
for sale.
Bring
the realtor inside.
Take the realtor inside.
Yes.
They'll be out there...
We're homeless.
...trying to still sell your home. But it's very important to take down the for sale signs. So if the home is occupied for you homeowners, please take them and just put them in your garage. And for the vacant homes, all of us are out there collecting our for sale signs so that way they don't end up flying in the air and perhaps hurting somebody. So make sure that those are removed. Loose items, storm shutters, let's see, board up remaining doors and windows, of course, if that applies to you and your area. Lower water levels in pools at least by 1 foot. Turn refrigerator or freezer to its coldest setting and open only if necessary. So, I that's one thing I didn't know. That I did not know, to crank it up.
Yeah.
So I guess...
if you lose power, it stays colder longer.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think I'll do that maybe on Saturday.
And for those of you that have...
Sunday morning.
If we do lose power, those of you that have generators... Do not leave the generators inside your garage running. Let them stay outside.
Yeah, those portable ones. Those Generac generators look like they're really terrific if you can afford them.
They are fantastic, but if you have a normal generator and you leave it inside your garage, you stand the chance of carbon monoxide poisoning. Mm-hmm. We lose people to that every single year. Mm-hmm. So make sure all that stuff is firmly vented. Use common sense. Just keep everything going, but stay safe. That's the important thing. Live through it.
That's correct. And you want to identify a safe room, such as an interior bathroom with no windows or a closet. And clean your bathtub and fill it with water in case water services are cut off. I always do that. Yes.
That's right. You do need that water.
Absolutely.
Just clean it ahead of time.
And be prepared to turn off the utility. So know where you do that. A lot of people don't know where their water shut up. Emergency shut up. Shut. Oh, I can't talk today.
That's because you're too beautiful.
The shut-off valve is what you're trying to say.
Thank you. Absolutely. So know where those things are at because it's going to be very important to you and your family in case you need to do something.
Well, just know that we've got a great city. We've got the property. The values right now are fantastic. There's a lot of beautiful homes out there that we can go and find and see.
And I love JEA. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more properties for you on Rapid Fire Real Estate.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time homebuyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And we're talking a little bit about real estate and a little bit about the hurricane, and it's all related. We want you to protect your number one asset, which is your domain, and also you guys. So we've told you, given you some tips of what to do when you leave or if you're going to stay. And the best thing is, you know, you just need to, you can go online and get this at coj.net if you did not keep it, because it just came in the mail, the emergency preparation little pamphlet that came in the mail. It is fantastic. It's important to read through that. I know this sounds, a lot of you guys are going, I'm going to be at the beach getting a suntan. Well, that's cool, but you need to still be prepared. You still need to have the basic essentials, because my number one fan during this time, and I know for all of you as well, is we're always grateful for our first responders, our firemen, our policemen and policewomen. And firefighters. And we're also grateful to JEA. I tell you what, to see those boys at work is incredible. And David, you had an experience at your house with JEA, didn't you?
Oh my gosh, yes. Those guys.
You posted it on Facebook. I saw that.
I had a water main that broke right out, right behind the meter. and it just blew out all the dirt and everything. And these two guys, they were literally in 4 to 5 feet of water, standing there with trying to put this thing back in.
Yeah.
They didn't hesitate. They just jumped in.
I mean,
the nasty, dirty, water blowing everywhere. These two guys were absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I saw the pictures. I was just stunned.
I just stood there going, I would love to help, but even I don't want to get that dirty.
Yeah. I know. It's just amazing. Those guys are truly amazing. And, you know, they're amazing just on a basic day of work like that. And they really show their true colors in a state of emergency. And so we wish them to stay safe.
Here's the part at the end. After they got done fixing everything, it blew out all the dirt up and down the street. They stayed till 11 o'clock at night with shovels, putting all that dirt back in the hole.
Yeah.
I wanted to feed them. I bought them pizza. I bought them whatever they wanted. Here's T-shirts. Here's this. Guys, yeah. You earned your pay today. Thank you. And I could not have thanked them enough for what they did.
Yeah, they do a great job for us, and we do appreciate JEA. So thank you in advance. And you need to stay tuned because tomorrow morning you want to listen to, of course, the best morning show in the state of Florida, Ed Dean. Ed Dean is amazing. He is amazing. He is the Superman of morning radio. And he's going to have a fantastic show for you tomorrow. I just heard the promo on it. I'm going to have to tune in at 6. And I usually don't tune in till about, you know, 7 or 7:30. But he is going to let you know as tomorrow and Friday, as we get closer to Sunday, you know, if it's going to be necessary for him to be here in the studio. He is our main man, so we expect a voice that we're all familiar with that makes us feel safe in our homes, and that is Ed Dean's voice. And he will be here in case it ends up being a hurricane status or close to that. He will be here in the studio, so you need to listen in to Ed in the morning from 6 to 9 a.m., here on WBOB, because he will keep you up to date and let you know what time you can tune in. I've got the app. I listen, and I definitely listen during the emergency. So you want to tune in to Ed Dean.
We just need to get better intro music like Ed's got.
I know. I need to be more like Ed.
Well, like we got something Superman orchestra.
Something regal and yet empowering in the...
Of course, I would be in here with Ed if he would ask, but I know he would say no.
Something on the realm of Marvel Comics, that kind of, you know,
I would love to
Captain
be,
America kind of thing. It would be great.
I'd love to be in here during the weather and help him out. I can get him his coffee. That's as much as he would let me do, probably. But yeah, we love it, Ed Dean. So we want to remind you that on Wednesday, September 18th, you got to write this down, September 18th, right after the show. And who knows, I might have actually go live downstairs. But right after the show from 6 to 7 p.m. here at the Salem Center, we're going to have tips and tools for buying and selling real estate. You got to go to Eventbrite to get your free ticket. We're going to have giveaways and some prizes to give out.
But this is a great event if you're thinking about buying a home.
Yes.
And you've got to understand what questions to ask and all the things that you need to know. You're going to have an amazing amount of resources that you can talk to face-to-face to answer all kinds of questions, provide you all kinds of ideas, and you can't get these people in a room, and you're going to have them for one night.
Yes, and it's going to be quick, so we're not here to keep you all night, and we know that you guys have dinner to get to and your families and whatnot, but, you know, stop by. It's going to be quick. It's from 6 to 7:30 p.m.
What's that date again?
It's September 18th.
September 18th to make it a date.
Yes, and you need to go to Eventbrite to get that information and secure your slot. We will have giveaways and also some great information for you. Even if it's you're thinking about it in the next couple years, you want to come by and we'll have pamphlets and whatnot for you guys to take with you. And you can ask all the questions that perhaps maybe you're too scared to call in to ask. So you don't want to miss it.
We won't yell at them, I promise.
Yeah, and as David has said in the past, and our friend Lee told us a long time ago, knowledge is power, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Knowledge is power.
That's right.
we will definitely give you a little bit more knowledge that will make you feel comfortable, and we'll answer those questions for you. And you can also get the information off of my Facebook page, and please like my Facebook page on, it's called Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, and it is, it's great. I've got, I'm trying to get to at least 10,400. I'm about at...
10,399?
No, about 350.
Okay.
So,
yeah, wow.
So another everybody,
50? Well, you're goal-oriented, so I
am goal-oriented. I want to conquer that.
Now, are you hot today?
I am so hot, it's ridiculous. I'm hot every day. Hot, hot, hot. We love to tell you our hot properties, and I have one just northeast of here. 2986 Kativia Bluff Road South, Jacksonville, Florida, 32226.
Or also pronounced Captiva.
Is it Captiva?
Captiva.
Yeah. Captiva in Florida, right? Captiva.
Not Captivia.
Oh, okay. I thought I had asked the listing agent, but there you go. He was probably just humoring me. Yeah, go ahead and say it that way.
Pecan, pecan, whatever.
Exactly. Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, potato.
Well, pie. This is right off of Alta, off of the 295. So it's very easy to find. It is 299. It is a three-bedroom, two-bathroom, 2,316 square feet. It is a fantastic home, and it's got a creek in the back that perhaps you can kayak on. So you that would be wonderful. I also have 5413 London Lake Drive West.
I love that listing.
You do. David Youngblood listed by, it's only $299. It is only $299. It is a three-bedroom, two-bathroom, a little over 2,000 square feet.
New paint, new interior paint. New carpet. Everything's been redone. It's a fantastic property. Got to go and see it.
Yes, and it's right off of Greenland Road in the Mandarin area. So there you go. Those are our hot properties for this week. And, of course, David told you about all his properties. We got lots of listings. A lot of our listings, I know our top producer, Betty Layton, and Lee Harold had some listings that literally were on the market for less than a day. Gone.
I'm scared to stand next to them. I will get sold.
Exactly. I think David's right. Me too.
I want to get closed. All of a sudden, I got a for sale sign, and I'm sitting in closing and don't know why.
Exactly. So it's amazing how quick things are selling. So if you're interested in listing or selling, I would love to assist you with that. We want you to come September 18th just to get basic knowledge about listing and selling a property. And we're going to have some of the... people that are regular on our show to be there and to answer those questions for you. It's going to be fun. And most importantly, I am so glad that you all tune in to Rapid Fire Real Estate. And
it's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing. And I tell you this, I want you guys to stay safe. It's supposed to come, the hurricane's supposed to come at dark 30 in the morning, which I always like when it comes in late because... People aren't on the street.
Well, they're still a little unsure whether it's going to be late Sunday or it could be into Monday on Labor Day. So
we're hoping that
this wouldn't be the first time in this area that Labor Day has been messed up by a natural storm. Yeah, we've generally gotten tropical force winds. Hopefully, the storm will stay away from us.
All those employers out there should give us Tuesday off just because we're losing Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't care what you say. I don't care what you say. I'm taking Sunday off.
Yes.
There you go.
There you go. Stay safe out there, and God bless.